been in a series on holiness. Now, if this is your first time here, you probably are looking at me going like, what are you talking about? You're talking to teenagers about holiness? Yeah, it's actually been pretty cool. I've been really surprised at how engaged you guys have been. In fact, it's totally cool. I'm like, you guys are actually really hungry for this stuff. Because, and here's what I think it is. I think there's something inside each one of you guys that's really hungry. And it's not your, well, if you're a boy, it's your stomach. But there's something else that's really hungry too. There's something about life that sometimes seems to be missing. And so I think there's a hunger in each one of us. And I think, you know, I totally miss this. When I'm preparing, you know, talks on holiness, I'm going like, are these guys going to even listen? But it's been really cool because the last couple of weeks, you guys have been really like engaged and really interested about what we're talking about. So that's actually been really encouraging. And I really think God is gonna speak to us today. And so I'm going to start off, I'm going to pray. And I'm going to ask that you guys would kind of pray in your hearts with me. And here's what I ask, that you guys would have an open heart today. Okay, just listen to what the Bible is telling us, what Jesus wants from us, and think about it. Just don't say, well, Pastor Chris said it, so now I believe it. That's not what we're about. We want you guys to think for yourselves, okay? And so when we're talking about this stuff, there's going to be a lot of distraction, okay? Because there's an enemy that we have that doesn't want us to live like this, that doesn't want you guys to understand some really important truths about life that will help you in every area of your life. Because it feeds something that's really hungry inside of you. Okay? So I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask that God would speak to us today. Heavenly Father, just saying the words God would speak to us sounds really cool. We really want that. Lord, we want to know that you're here. We want to know that you can actually speak to us. And so, Lord, I just pray today that you would speak to us. Come and be with us. Speak to our hearts. And Lord, as we read your word, I just pray you would confirm it in our hearts. Something inside of us would go, yeah, that's true. I believe it. And Lord, I pray against any kind of distractions, anything that the enemy wants to throw at us here tonight. Lord, I just pray that you would lift that in the name of Jesus, and that you would give us ears to hear and minds to understand and hearts to really be devoted to what we're going to be talking about here tonight. Lord, I just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, as I said before, we've been doing a series on holiness. And here's some of the things that some of the questions we've asked. What is holiness? Okay, that was the very first talk that we did. We talked about what it is. We simplified it to just a few things. It means to be holy, it means to be set apart. It means to be pure and clean. Okay, and we talked about God's holiness. And we're like, God is not just holy. He's not just holy, holy. He's holy, holy, holy. I mean, this is incredible holiness. And we talked about God's holiness being so amazing and so consuming that it's like the sun. And because we're sinful people, we make mistakes. All of us are in the same boat. If we were to take a trip to the sun, we just burn up. Well, it's the same thing with God. He's so holy that because we have sin in our lives, if we were going to try to take a trip and get close to God, we just burn up just like the sun, because it would be like too intense for us. So we said that, okay, so then God had to do something, right? Because of sin, God had to do something. And so what did he do? Do you guys remember what we talked about? Somebody came up with an idea of having a sun suit or some space suit so that we could get close to the sun. Yeah, that was a cool idea. I didn't have that in my talk or in my notes, but it was an awesome idea. And so what happened, Jesus or God said, you know what, this relationship that I have with people is so important, and my holiness is so holy, 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 they can't even come into my presence, so I got to do something about them because I love them, and I want to have a close relationship with them. And so what did he do? He sent Jesus to die for our sins, pay the penalty, because the Bible says the wages of our sin is death. That's a pretty harsh penalty. So Jesus came, he paid that penalty that we were supposed to pay, And what happened? Now we can actually come into the presence of God. It's like we've got this sun suit. We can go right to the sun. We can walk on the sun now because of Jesus and only Jesus. And we talked about the next question that we talked about, what is it? And then we said, why is it important? Well, the second talk was totally about, you know, the reason why this is so important, this holiness, has to do with this relationship we have with God. He's given us this opportunity to have holiness, and it's not even ours. It belongs to Jesus. It's Jesus' holiness. And it belongs to Him, and He gives it to us when we decide to become His followers, and we can have a relationship with God. It's very cool, and it's so important, because without that, without Jesus, without that holiness that Jesus has, we could never come into the presence of God. Right? It's like the sun, going a trip on the sun. Remember that. And we just burn up. So today we're going to answer the question, what does it look like? Holiness. What does it look like? Okay? Well, thank you, but try again. That's been the answer every time, so I'm used to it. Somebody's like, you. So, anybody? What does holiness look like? Yeah, it actually is the right answer. The life of Jesus. Jesus showed us how to live a holy life. He lived a perfect life. He never sinned. Is that not cool or what? That Jesus came and never sinned. Amazing. I don't think so. The Bible doesn't say he got sick or didn't get sick, but because he didn't have any sin in his life, then I would say no, he didn't get sick. Well, if the normal human life is being sick, I guess not. But maybe the normal human life is actually not being sick. Adam, you know, who knows? Adam and Eve probably never got sick either in the garden, right? Sick doesn't define who we are. Does that answer your question? Okay. All right. So if you have a Bible, you can go to the book of Colossians. That's where we're going to be reading from. And we got a few verses here that we're going to read. All right. It starts off with the word in chapter 3, verse 12. It says, therefore. So whenever you see a therefore, you should find out what it's there for, right? Because it's very funny, eh? So what's it there for? Well, first of all, let's back up a little bit. The writer of Colossians, it's a letter to people who lived in the ancient city of Colossae. You guys know where Colossae is? It's in like Middle East, sure. It's close enough. Asia Minor, what's that? Around Greece. I think it might even have been the Greece city. I should have checked that first, but I didn't. But yeah, it was way over by the Middle East, somewhere over there. So anyway, in this letter, Paul is writing to people who have become Christians, and they lived in a pagan society. You guys know what pagan means? Pagan. Right. They worshipped other gods rather than the true God of heaven, okay? So that's a good way to describe it. They worshipped lots of gods. And so Paul is writing to them, and a bunch of them have become Christians and wanted to follow Jesus. And he's writing them a letter, and he says, okay, here you go. I'm going to write this down for you. Here's the first thing you got to do. You got to start thinking about things that matter, okay? And you got to stop thinking about things that don't matter. And then he says, there's a few things you got to get rid of in your life. Things like hate and malice and lust and impurity and immorality and greed. He said, these things are destroying you. Okay? And then he comes into this text, and this is what he says. Therefore, because of this stuff that's destroying you, because we should be thinking of things that are important and lasting, not the things that don't last and aren't important. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Okay, Paul is writing to a church. Okay, so let's just look at ourselves right now. A church is a group of people. We're a group of people. A church, you might think it's a building, but this is actually a church building. Okay? The church is actually people. It's those of you who've decided to follow Jesus. That's the church. Okay? And he's writing to people who have decided to follow Jesus. Now, if I was to ask you this question, do you know of any churches that sound like he was just talking about? Therefore, as God's chosen, bless you. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. It does? Nice. Okay, how about let's narrow down. Does that sound like our youth group? You think everybody acts like that around here? No. Why not? We have, nice, you must have read these small group questions. We have a sinful nature, that's right. Any other comments here? Why do you think it's so hard for a group, let's say, there's what, about, you know, almost 60 people here. So why is it so hard for 60 people to look like this, what Paul is talking about? Because he said, if you're a follower of Jesus, I'm paraphrasing now. That means I'm retelling the story in my own language. If you're a follower of Jesus and decide to follow Jesus, this is what the things that should be in your life. You should be a humble person. You should have compassion on people. You should be kind. You should be humble and gentle. You should be patient. And when somebody does something to you, you need to forgive them. This is what he's talking about. This is what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Wouldn't that not be a cool person to hang around? Somebody who was just like, you know what? They cared about you immensely. Are you guys doing all right over here? So in our youth ministry, here's what I want to talk to you guys about today. When we're, as a youth team, when we're thinking about youth ministry, this is what we have in mind. We're like, you know what kids really need? You know what teenagers really need and don't get anywhere else? They need love. They need acceptance. They need somewhere they can go and they can be like, you know what? They accept me here. I'm part of this. I belong here. You know what? All of us have these deep longings inside of ourselves to belong to something. And so when we think about Ignite and our youth ministry and events and all the stuff that we do, and we're saying, you know what, we want kids to come out. Well, one of the things we want to happen is that we don't expect you to be like that when you first come here. But what we want to see happen is some awesome things that happen in your heart that changes who you are. And I'm telling you right now that the only thing that will transform your life into something awesome is Jesus. He's the only one that can do that. It's the answer, Jesus. She's like, oh, of course, Jesus. He's always the answer. There you go. But stay with me for a second here, guys. Imagine what this youth ministry would be like if we started treating each other like that. If we stop saying, well, I hate this person and I hate that person. If we stop gossiping about other people. Because you know what? It's horrible. Like, the things that we say about other people, it's terrible. And one of the things that we want to have here at Ignite, we want you to feel like you can come here to a safe place where we're on your side, that we're rooting for you, and that we're not going to hate you. And so we want you to do the same thing. We want you to come here and show love to other people, because this is what makes a youth group work. Because otherwise, you might as well just be at school fighting each other. Seriously. You know what happens? God wants to do something in your life. He wants, and you know what? A lot of you guys may have just thought, oh, I just came here because of whatever. You know what? It's not an accident that you're here. It's not an accident. God has drawn you to this place, this time, to be in this group, and to hear from him. He wants to talk to you. He thinks you're incredibly valuable. Valuable enough that he would send his only son that he loved so much to die for you, so that you could live a life that you never thought you was possible. So here's what it's like. Any of you guys like to go shopping? Yeah, we got some shoppers here. That's it? There's like three people. I like to shop. There we go. Come on, be honest. Who likes to shop? Boys, come on, boys. I know that today's boys love to shop. Yeah, there we go. That's better. What's that? Sure, if you're shopping for coffee. All right. We like to shop. Okay, let's say that you've been wearing a pair of clothes for a month straight. Yeah? Okay. Now, you and your best friend walk in. Both of you have been wearing clothes for a month. And your best friend turns to you and says, "Can you sniff me? Do I smell?" And so your best friend just starts to get close to you to sniff and basically faints. Boom. It's out in the ground. And you're like, "Whoa, dude, what's wrong with you?" He's like, "You stink. Your clothes are gross." You're like, "Well, you're no better." And you fall down. So you got two guys laying in a store that went shopping. Now the clerk comes and says, sees these two, we'll call them boys, okay, just for the sake of, because, you know, maybe a girl could wear clothes for a month and it wouldn't smell that bad. But, you know, I know boys that can wear clothes for a day and smell bad, so. So the clerk comes in and he sees these two boys on the floor and is like, "Can I help you?" And it's like, "Whoa, I know what you guys need." And they're like, "What?" "Yeah, you guys need a bath." And you know, after your bath, you know what you guys need? Yeah, deodorant would help. But then after that, you need new clothes. Yeah, I heard that. Who likes to shop for new clothes? Come on. Actually, I would lie if I put my hand up because I hate shopping for new clothes. But anyway, I'm not going to wreck the illustration. Okay. So the clerk goes and gets a nose clip and like leads you guys along, and the two boys, we'll say boys. So the boys go and they're checking out some clothes and they get some nice new cool budget toques. And they get some, you know, cool like hoodie, and you know, they get some nice jeans and, you know, new pair of underwear. In fact, the clerk throws in a whole pack for them. New pair of socks, new shoes. And, you know, they walk. And then, oh, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. And then, you know, this is a cool store. They said, "Hey, we got a shower room. You guys can go shower before you put on your new clothes." And you're like, "Whoa, that would be awesome." And they like give you like a bucket of soap and like the bulk gallon of hair stuff and a razor to shave because you guys are looking really horrid. So you go in, you have a shower, you use like 5 bars of soap, you're totally clean, you don't smell anymore, you walk out. No. And there's two piles on the floor. There's a pile of brand new clothes on the floor. And then there's a pile of your stinky old raggedy clothes that you've been wearing for a month that stink. In fact, you put them on opposite sides because you didn't want the stink to infect your new clothes. Because you like your new clothes. You know what? When we become a follower of Jesus, what happens is, we've been talking about holiness, Jesus completely cleanses you. It's like walking into that shower with a bunch of bars of soap, and you're cleaning off all your body. Jesus does that for you. He cleans off all the sin. It says that we're washed as white as snow. There's nothing whiter than snow. That's what Jesus does for us when we decide to follow him. When we ask him into our life and say, "I want to follow you, Jesus." Here's what Paul is saying. What you guys have done is you've got scrubbed clean. And instead of putting on the new clothes of compassion and kindness and gentleness, you went to the old clothes of gossip and hatred and bitterness and unforgiveness, and you put on those old stinky clothes on your nice clean body. Like, that gives me the shivers. I even have a hard time putting on like socks that are like, Oh, in fact, I play hockey on Tuesday nights, and when I go to hockey, I put clean socks on because I can't stand the fact that I have a shower after hockey, and then I can't stand the putting on dirty socks after I've had a shower. So I gotta bring clean socks. Like, I don't even like doing that. And Paul is saying, why are you putting on these old dirty clothes? That's the way you used to live. This is what we want in our youth ministry. We want you to meet Jesus. This is what this thing's all about. Because Jesus washes you up. He washes you clean. He gets rid of all the sin in your life. He paid for it. He died for it. I don't care what it is. In fact, there's guys in the Bible that were murderers. There's one guy who murdered a guy and then so that he could get his wife. And this is like a famous guy in the Bible. Like, that's horrible. And yet God forgave him. Because he totally repented and totally was just like wrecked, said, God, I can't believe I did this. But God forgave him. There's another guy in the Bible whose whole mission in life was to kill Christians. He murdered Christians. And you know what? When he decided to follow Jesus and become a Christian, you know what God did? You know what Jesus did? He washed him, just like in the shower, scrubbed him clean. All that stuff, the murdering, the killing, everything, Jesus forgave him. So if you're sitting there thinking, you know, that's a great story and everything, but how could Jesus forgive me? How could I be washed like that? You know what? Doesn't matter what you've been through. Doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus can make you clean. He can wash you as white as snow. And I know a lot of you guys come from some hard stuff happening in your families. A lot of terrible things may have happened to you in your life. Well, those things Jesus can take too. He can take them from you. You may have been made fun of, ridiculed, abused, all sorts of horrible things. And you know what? It won't fix the problem so that it's gone, but you know what you need? You need Jesus. You need him to wash you clean and make you whole again, the way you were supposed to be in the first place. And then instead of picking up these old raggedy clothes and hating people and gossiping about them and doing all these terrible things to each other and being mean, we throw those aside and say, I don't want to wear that crap because it smells like crap. Sorry for the strong language. That's fairly strong language, I think. But that's what it is. Jesus wants you to wear the new clothes. He wants you to put on compassion, love, kindness. That's how he wants us to treat each other. Let's continue on in the text because we're at the end of our time here. Yes. Paul says, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. See, that, you know, peace in the end is the outcome. Who here doesn't want to have peace in their heart? Do you ever wonder why you have all this turmoil in your heart? Like, it's just, sometimes it's just tearing you apart. It can be depression, it can be hatred, it can be bitterness, it can be, you know, is this person like me? Does this person hate me? Like, if you're someone who gossips a lot, you're petrified because you think, you know, if I'm gossiping about her, she's probably gossiping about me, and that person's where does it end? It doesn't. Unless you let Jesus step into your life and make you holy by giving you a good scrubbing in a shower. The result? You know what the result of putting these clothes on? You know what happens? Peace. Peace that you never thought you could experience starts to happen. Are you guys with me on this? Are you understanding kind of why I told you at the start I was nervous about this? Because I think this is so important. This is what Jesus has done for us. Is this not cool? Can you guys imagine what kind of group this would be? If we started treating people the way that Paul is talking about, if we decide, you know what, I'm going to follow Jesus, I'm going to get cleaned up, and you know what, I'm not going to put on those dirty old filthy rags that stink. I'm going to put on the clean clothes. I'm going to be nice to people. You know what, I don't care if people are mean to me. I'm going to forgive them, and I'm going to be nice to them. And it'll blow them away, guaranteed. Someone's being mean to you, and you'd be nice to them, they're kind of like, you know, if you want the best comeback ever, someone's trying to slam you, be nice to them. They're like,
your mom's nice.
You know, there's nothing. What can you say? What can you say to someone like that, right? If I wasn't speaking to you directly, that was to everybody. But your mom is nice. Yes. So this is what we really desire for you guys. You know what? You know what's going to happen if we start living like this? If those of you who have decided to follow Jesus start putting on these clothes that were these clean clothes, you know what's going to happen here? Amazing things are going to happen. Like lots of you guys are new. And some of you guys are just loving this thing. You're like, I never knew this existed. This is cool. You know, you guys, we get to hang out for an hour and a half. We go to McDonald's. We go to small groups. We got this bonehead up there talking to us sometimes. Darcy, no. you didn't see that one coming. Sorry, Darcy. See, be nice to me now. And I won't know what to say. And you're like, man, I feel like these adult youth leaders, they accept me. They care about me. Where do you think that comes from? Because our leaders are trying to do this. Our leaders have put on these clothes. Notice that our leaders aren't gossiping about their friends. They're not gossiping with you. They're not like telling, well, I hate this person. This. You notice that the leaders don't talk like that? You ever notice that's different than sometimes we tend to talk at times? Just imagine what this group could be if we started treating each other like that. You guys can't, like, it's amazing. And if you want peace in your heart, then this is the only way to have peace. Is to say, yeah, Jesus, I want you in my life. I want to follow you. Please clean me up. I'm a mess. And I want to wear the new clothes. I want to be nice to people. I want to love them. Because, man, until you guys have tried it, you'll never get how awesome this is. You don't have to go through this cycle of, I hate you, you hate me. Does he hate me? Does he like me? Does whatever. You don't have to go through that. Because Jesus loves you incredibly. And he wants you to wear the new clothes. All right. So I'm going to pray before you guys go to your small groups. I really want you guys to think this over. This is really important stuff. I mean, if you don't want to live like this, what's going to happen in your life is this cycle of over and over again of your heart in turmoil. It's time to end it, guys. If your heart's in turmoil, finish it today. Follow Jesus. Ask him to come in and clean you up and then put on some new clothes that Jesus will give you. That's what holiness is. It's Jesus cleaning us up and giving us new clothes. That's what it looks like. Because then Jesus starts living inside of us. And you know what happens when Jesus lives inside of us? He starts living out of us. This is very cool. And it looks like holiness. Is that not cool? I think it is. I think it's awesome. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, before we go to small groups, we thank you for being here tonight. And Lord, I know you've spoken to some hearts here tonight. I know you have. Lord, I just pray that those who have heard your words, Lord, would make steps to change their lives, to give them to you. Lord, give them the courage and the strength. And then help us all of us who have said we're followers of Jesus, to put on these new clothes and start treating each other differently. Throw away the old filthy rags that stink. Thank you, Lord, that you've done this for us. We just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.